The group tasked by the state of Alaska to decide matters related to municipal boundaries Tuesday night approved the city of Dillingham's proposal to annex the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District into city boundaries. KDLG's Mike Mason attended the 2 days of public testimony and the decisional meeting of the local boundary commission and then filed this report.
The main issue that was brought up time and time again during the public hearing was the fairness of the city of Dillingham's proposal to ask voters in Dillingham to impose a 2.5% local fish tax on the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. Such a tax would bring in hundreds of thousands of additional dollars to the city. The only entity to file a responsive brief to the city's annexation petition was the native village of Ekuk. The village was represented by attorney Jim Baldwin from Juneau, who stressed to the members of the LBC the importance of Nooshigak Bay, not just to Dillingham, but to the native villages in the region.
It's everybody's workplace, it's everybody's grocery store, and it's special for that reason. And for that reason, it should be, if it's going to be governed and covered by a government, it should be a government that's inclusive of everyone in the region, not just a government that's run by a city.
After hours of consideration, the five members of the local boundary commission approved the proposed annexation, but with a rather unique condition attached. The condition sprang out of concerns by members of the commission that the proposed 2.5% local fish tax outlined in the annexation petition would adversely impact commercial fishermen from the villages in the Nooshigak Bay region. The condition, approved unanimously by the LBC, called for the city of Dillingham to attempt to meet with the area villages to discuss post-annexation financial matters. The city is then required to submit a report about their efforts to the LBC by November 30th. After the report is reviewed by the LBC, they can then delve back into the Dillingham annexation petition if they're not satisfied with the efforts of the city of Dillingham to meet and discuss the financial matters with the leaders in the area villages of Alignagik, Ekwok, Noustuyahok, Kaliganik, Clark's Point, and Ekuk. The chair of the local boundary commission is Lynn Crystal.
We do anticipate that there will be some successful negotiations done. I mean, we're not saying this just to say it, so we would anticipate that there will be a good faith effort on all parties to try to come forth with some kind of a solution for us.
With the approval of the annexation petition with the attached condition, the next step in the process is for the City Council of Dillingham to set the date for the local election of city residents on the annexation proposal. It's anticipated that the proposed 2.5% local fish tax would also be placed before voters at that time. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.